There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. I'm Alec Mappa, and it's my job to introduce the queen of show business, Lonnie Love.
Oh, I was like, who? You?
You're the queen of show business.
Oh, you're everywhere.
You're in Vegas. You're hosting award shows. You're making animated cartoons. You're doing everything.
I'm trying.
While the rest of us are napping, you are literally stepping on Oprah's neck to become the next Oprah.
I wish. You know, you were in, you were in Canada, right?
I was in Canada. I was doing a fundraiser. It was great. I went out into the country to this place called Picton to do a benefit for an LGBTQ refugee who is trying to find asylum in Canada because he is in Yemen and it is not cool to be gay in Yemen and his life is in danger. And so we raised enough money to get him to Toronto. So
Bravo.
That was my good deed for the week. And it just made me feel like, you know, there's so much that we just take for granted being citizens of this country. And there are still people, like the people in Yemen, like the people in Texas who want to ban drag queens from reading to kids at libraries and stuff like that. And so we're part of a very liberated society, but still it just made me hyper aware of all the things that are going on out in the world.
I'm glad that you did that. I mean, and that's the reason why it's important to have shows like our show, RuPaul's Drag Race, because we show the creativity, the beauty. We also show the hope and the faith.
And the humanity.
Oh,
the
definitely.
Humanity of people. I mean, the thing about RuPaul's Drag Race, if you don't know drag queens, if you've never experienced it, and you watch the show, you see the humanity of everybody. And it's so much harder to hate somebody who makes you laugh or who makes you cry or who you identify with. That's why comedy is a real kind of social evener too. Like anybody can get it because the minute somebody laughs at a Lonnie Love joke, they're identifying with you.
Yep.
And then you have a new friend.
Actually, entertainment was really what helped to desegregate this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of African Americans back in the day, the way they were introduced to white society was through entertainment. And that has been a constant thing. And that's why we were able to get the civil rights laws passed and things like that, because people started realizing and knowing. I mean, especially with me being from Detroit and Motown, where they had to go down south and they actually helped to desegregate because they would hold concerts where there were whites on one side, blacks on the other side. And then finally we got to the point where the kids were like, we don't care. And the kids just said, we're going to dance with everybody.
We're going to dance with everybody. I mean, that's why Ray Charles was banned from Georgia for years and years and years because he wouldn't play to a segregated house. Mm-hmm. And then there's that other story about Ella Fitzgerald playing the Stork Room.
Oh.
And they wanted Marilyn Monroe to come because they said she's good friends with Ella Fitzgerald. They were really good friends. And Marilyn Monroe said, I won't go if the night is segregated. If you let black people in, I will go. And I'll go as many times. Yeah.
And Marilyn got Ella in that club. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't know that whole history and the friendship and what Marilyn Monroe actually stood for. And, you know, the same thing with Sammy Davis Jr. and Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra. Because Frank Sinatra worked with so many black musicians, yep. learned their vocal stylings from them, learned their musicianship. And so that all ties together. Here we are in 2022, still yes. trying to get people to see the humanity of all humans. And we have some amazing news about our favorite show, RuPaul's Drag Race, and Lonnie Love as the queen of show business. Please, you have the honor of announcing what happened.
Well, you know, I am so happy because the Emmys have been going on for about 2 weeks now, it feels like. And we had the creative Emmys. Mm-hmm. And during that, the announcements were made that RuPaul Drag Race has won 2 Emmys at the 2022 Creative Arts Emmys. One for outstanding production design for a variety, reality, or competition series. And Mama Ru won for outstanding host for a reality or competition program for the 7th consecutive time. Gives him a total of 12 Emmys, making him the most decorated black artist in Emmy Herstory.
Oh, that is a 12. He is like the anti-Susan Lucci. Like, instead of being nominated 7 times in a row and losing 7 times, he's won 7 times. No, your Emmy count is at 2.
Yes. I'm just at 2.
You know what, Lana? You're still special too. Even though you didn't win 12 and you're black, I know you must be feeling pretty bad about yourself right now, but I want to let you know.
I got 10 more to go. I got 10 more to go to catch up with Mama Ru.
But 12, that is so amazing.
I remember when RuPaul won his first Emmy.
Yeah.
For a host. Mm-hmm. And I was so proud because, you know, when you think about all the years that he was hosting, I remember when he first came out in drag and how it was so, I would say, controversial.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, especially in the black community. Black community is very conservative when mm-hmm. it comes to sexuality.
But that's changing now, too. Did you see it's the changing. Opening for the BET Awards with Billy Porter, mm-hmm. where he came out? And mm-hmm. just called everything out. That was amazing.
Yeah. And I'm just so happy. So congratulations to everybody. They work so hard. Alec, you know how hard that they do to put on these shows.
Absolutely.
From the casting to producing the segments to making the clothes, putting on the makeup. I mean, it's a family. You
There's
know,
a RuPaul, lot of moving
it's
parts.
It's a family. Yeah, a lot of moving parts. Mm-hmm. And every week, since we've been doing this, we talk about how beautiful RuPaul looks. That takes work. That takes work.
Yeah, yeah. On other reality shows, you don't see anybody like RuPaul on Survivor or Amazing Race. You're not going to see looks like that.
No.
You know who I did see when I was in Canada?
Who?
I was in Toronto for one night, and I said, I want to see gay stuff. So a local friend took me to the gay village in Toronto. I saw Billy Porter.
Really?
And I've known Billy Porter for years. And so we hugged, and we kind of got a little weepy. We had this nice reunion. And then what happened, Lonnie Love? See, I'm always home, so I don't think I'm famous. I don't think anybody will remember me.
Not
Meanwhile,
true.
Anything I've ever been on is now streaming everywhere on mm-hmm. Netflix, Hulu, Ugly Betty, Half and Half, etc. So because I'm hugging Billy, people started to take pictures, and all of a sudden people started noticing me. Like, oh, you're famous. And I was like, okay, bye, gotta go home. Like, I was like, because I was a little stoned. So I felt, I'm not drinking any alcohol. So it made me feel a little paranoid. I think if I'd been sober, if I hadn't been baked, I would have stuck around and said hey to folks.
You know, it is always good to feel love. And you've been working so hard, Alec. I'm glad that you got that moment.
I got a little fame moment, a little thanks to Billy Porter.
And Billy Porter has been in the trenches for so long. And then this is another person who hung in there, was on Broadway for so long.
Yeah.
And then when he won the Emmy for Pose,
huge.
You know, it just... just took off.
Blew my mind. And, you know, and I knew Billy from way back. You know, I knew Broke Billy. You know, when we were just both.
Oh, not broke, Billy.
Yeah, like what are people going to do with us? Because we were New York actors, and Billy made the decision that I'm going to be myself. I'm going to be true to myself, and I want to do work that empowers my community. And he was just a thrill. You've met him. He's been on.
Oh, yeah, many times. Yeah. He's fabulous. He's so gracious. Yeah. And I remember when he first started following me, and then I went to go see him in Kinky Boots. And then when I did the reel, he did a shout out for me on the reel, and just a wonderful light of a person. And I'm so happy to see everything that's happening for him and everything that's happening for us, especially on Secret Celebrity Drag Race episode 5. Oh, this was one for the ages.
This was a good one. It was a salute to the 90s. So we have some spoilers. Spoilers, folks. So if you haven't watched the show, you might want to, you know, watch it and then get back to us. But today we are going to talk about the celebrity performances this week that were out of this world. We're going to talk about the first top 2 lip sync in Celebrity Drag Race herstory. Mm-hmm. There's a top 2 lip sync, like on All Stars. And we're going to talk about the twist at the end. We all know RuPaul loves a twist.
We love a good twist. And RuPaul did not let us down. Mm-mm. So let's get right into this. Okay,
90s. Where were you in the 90s?
I was in college.
You were in Texas.
Yep, I was in Texas at an HBCU, Prairie View A&M University. I was trying to stay focused, trying not to have a lot of sex. That didn't work. That did not work. You know what's so about when you're young and you're in college and you see all these guys and
you're hot in the ass is what happens when you're in college.
Is that what it is?
Yes, you're hot in the ass. That's just kind of your libido is up. But the fact that you said trying not to have sex is kind of like, I imagine like a penis coming your way and you're like batting it away going, nope, I'm going to try not to have sex. I'm trying.
I'm going to study my physics. After I suck this dick, I'm going to study my physics. I promise. It was a lot. It was a wonderful time.
Yeah, I've never tried not to have sex. If it's presented to me, I'm kind of like, thank you very much. I'm very polite. I will go. I will take that. Thank you.
What were you doing in the 90s?
Dick, please.
We're spicy this time.
Yeah. Just kind of the cafeteria where you're pushing the plate along. I'll take that dick, please. In the 90s, I was living in Hollywood. I was just starting to do a television, and I was just starting to get work. And whenever I made money, when I got a guest starring on a show, I would treat myself to Chin Chin on Sunset Boulevard because that was fancy food for me. That was like, oh, I can spend money. I can eat at Chin Chin. So that's where I was in the 90s.
You got your little check and you like, let me go to Chin Chin.
Yeah, let me go to Chin Chin and then get some dick.
What a way to go. I passed physics. Let's go get dick. I did my show. Got some Chin Chin. Go get some dick. Oh, it's going to be a dick-lified episode.
So last week's winner was Chic LaFay, who was paired with Violet Chachki for the Drag Duets Challenge. They did the Whitney Mariah.
Yeah, that was really good.
If you believe, so good. The bottom two queens were Millie Von Sunshine and Thirsty Von Trapp. Millie Von Sunshine was eliminated and revealed to be Jenna Ushkowitz.
Yeah, and I was going to try to interview her, but we couldn't get our schedules together.
Rats. Now, if you have any questions for the queens or hot takes, remember to follow and message us on Twitter and Instagram. Which brings me to this. I got a couple of messages to read from Instagram.
Okay.
Hi, this is from Marianne Melgarejo, and she's from the Philippines. Love from the Philippines. I love listening to Squirrel Friends. It makes my morning drive much more bearable. I've been doing this thing where I listen to recap of AS7 episodes, but not in order. Anyway, she said, you're really hilarious. You make my day. Give Lonnie love, my love. And the other one I got is from a lovely person named Karen Randon. Karen, I heard the pod and you said to send a message and here I am. I love listening to you and Lonnie Love. I'm also a Cancer. And my birthday is July 17th. Just wanted to say how much I love y'all. You make my ride work enjoyable. Keep it up. Sending lots of love. Isn't that nice?
Oh, we send love to them. And you know what, squirrel friends? We're going to send love to you, but don't go anywhere because after this break, we're heading to the main stage to see which queens are in sync to spice up our lives and show a little TLC to the 90s. We'll be right back.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. Ooh. So I love that the show always opens with RuPaul's entrance. Like, we don't get don't get that on the regular RuPaul show. She comes out, like, in the full runway look at the beginning of the show, and she never disappoints. Last week she was in white. This week she was in all black. This is a black glitter sequence gown with one shoulder strap, which is kind of her signature move. She had a slit all the way up to her thigh, like almost at her waist, with almost like a gardenia at the waist, and then a long, like, kind of Angelina Jolie slit. Remember when Angelina Jolie was at the Oscars and it was like all leg and there were all those memes? It was like that. And she's in this beautiful honey blonde classic RuPaul wig, and she looks absolutely gorgeous.
RuPaul makes these gowns. You know, it used to be a time when the gowns would make you look like an old lady or would age you.
Right, right. Because they all look like Mother of the Bride type of thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. But RuPaul, I think, is the person that is bringing back gowns and sequins. And it's okay to have a shoulder out.
Yes.
A high slit.
Right.
But just beautiful and simple. You don't have to have a lot of jewelry.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a lot of, you know, it's just very simple, but it's still elegant and just looks beautiful.
I think the thing that keeps a gown from being matronly is the cinched waist. I think that if you go out in a shift and there's no shape to it, then you're going to look like the Mother of the Bride.
Which I used to years ago. I'm learning.
Oh, by the way, you're looking great. You're doing the Oprah thing where your waist is going in. That's, you know, when Oprah would get like little dresses with waist, like everything you're posting on Instagram has a waist. So all your drag lessons have stuck.
I'm telling you, I am learning. So the judges this week were Michelle and Carson, some of our favorites. And the category is I Love the 90s.
I Love the 90s. And the mentors, as usual, were Jujubee, Brooklyn Heights, and Monet Exchange. They came out in variations of blue. Jujubee had kind of this denim couture moment. It's a really interesting dress. She has this black Cher wig. Brooklyn Heights does a lot of classic. She kind of looks like Donna Reed in this. It's kind of like a 50s A-line satin blue trench coat. And Monet Exchange did a patent leather blue outfit that was kind of, do you remember the Too Funky video with George Michael where there was at the fashion show for Terry Mugler. Mm-hmm. That's what this looks like. It's kind of like her boobs have motorcycle handles on them. And she looks absolutely fantastic.
And you know, our three Queen Supremes, they always give us the behind the scenes tea. Mm-hmm. And basically they were saying that there's only five left. So there's a lot of pressure on the five remaining contestants, the five remaining final queens. Final five.
That's not that many. Five. I mean, they've gotten rid of a lot of people. And while I was watching the show, I was thinking, they're never going to have me on. But if I was on it, I would be so cutthroat. I would be really competitive. I would want to win. I was like, what do I have to do? Do I have to be like Lady Gaga and hang from a hook and bleed to death on stage? Do you remember when she did that at the Grammys? Where it was like she was hanging and it was to paparazzi. And I was like, what is going on? She's crazy. Is she really bleeding? It terrified me. And the other one where Nicki Minaj pretended to be your best friend, Nicki Minaj,
break a leg,
where she pretended to be possessed or something at the Grammys. It was like, it started out in a confessional and it was so, it was so crazy. I just got a note from the producer that Gaga did that at the VMAs and not the Grammys. So, course correction. Anyway, that's what I would do if I were contestants on the show. I would hang from a hook and bleed to death.
But this is the thing. I think what you have to remember is that you know drag.
Okay.
Most of these contestants don't know drag. Yes. So their whole thing, and I'm only saying this because that's how I was when I did Celebrity Drag Race, is that you're just trying to get into the character and you're trying to get through the dancing and you're trying to find who you are and you really are competing with yourself.
Right.
So if you don't, if you're just introduced to drag, like most of them are, they're just trying to like, the win is that you even are in drag and that you're going to sit here and do this dance number and you learn all this stuff and you don't have time to go, what is this person over here? You just, I promise you, you don't. Like, I was looking at the only time, because it was myself, Tammy Roman, and Vanessa Williams, and the only time I really thought about the other contestants, I remember we were getting ready, and I looked over, and Vanessa Williams had some sequins red lips. Like, her her lips had, like, some, like, little, like...
sparkle.
Gold and sparkle on it. And I told, you know, my makeup artist, I want some sparkle on my lips.
Yeah, where's my sparkle?
You know, we're all fully dressed, everything. But, you know, so, but I get what you're saying.
I want full-on Irene Cara sparkle lips.
Where's my red lips? Y'all trying to set me up. Y'all, I want to look at her. Look at her, Miss America over there. Because, you know, that's Miss America. I want what she got.
Cheating. Because pageants, that's really competitive. Well, speaking of somebody who didn't know about that much about drag, we have Poppy Love, a heterosexual father of three or two, or how many kids they have, who has become draggier each week. And Poppy Love, salute to the 90s. She did Wannabe by the Spice Girls, my favorite Spice Girls song, and then did an overdress where she revealed herself to be all the different Spice Girls.
Because she wanted five different reveals. Yes. That's what we said. Yes. She wanted five different looks. And she wanted to do something that was more campy. She needed to sissy her walk more. And I just... I loved it. I love a good reveal.
Yeah, she came out in the leopard and then as Scary, and then she revealed kind of a tracksuit top sporty, and then she was Baby at one point, and then was it Pink? She may have had a pink dress, and then she was Posh with a black mini dress, and then the very last thing was she was a Ginger Spice, and hilarious. God, the Spice Girls were so huge. They were everywhere. Like, remember, like, everything about them was like, and this is pre-social media.
You know, I can remember when Mel B, she guest co-hosted a few weeks on The Real when we were filming. And when I say a great girl.
Really?
Just a great girl. Yes, really great.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Oh, yeah. So nice. Yeah. And, you know, she had a baby.
With Eddie Murphy.
By Eddie Murphy. And it was a big deal
because,
you know, because on our talk show, we used to talk about personal things.
Right.
And so one day she came into my room because we were going to talk about something about children. Uh-huh. And so she came in. She said, Lani, she said, I just want you to know that I'm going to show a picture with my daughter and Eddie. She says, but I don't want us to make a big deal out of it. Because, you know, people would always come to me.
What?
You know,
I'm going to show a picture of me and the baby I had with Eddie Murphy, and I don't want to make a big deal out of it?
Well,
how do you do that?
Okay, it's like, you show the picture, and she wanted to say, you know, this is, of course, is my child's dad. But she didn't want, like, all of us going, oh, my God, Eddie,
okay.
You know, right. And making a big deal out of it. So she said, if I show the picture, because if we did, she wouldn't show the picture.
Okay.
So she basically was, you know, just
I don't want to be really sensational about it is what she sounded like.
Exactly.
Because if it was Wendy Williams, Wendy would have been like, how much money did you get for that baby?
And asking all these questions and all this other kind of stuff. She just wanted to show her daughter and, you know, and, of course, the daughter's dad. So, I mean, it was little stuff like that that she would do. She had a lot of information. I really liked her because she was from England. Mm-hmm. So, of course, at that time, we were talking about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry getting married.
Yeah.
So she had like a lot of
insight. Yeah.
And just she was just a great she is a great person.
I love hearing when people are great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love hearing when a celebrity I like is great. And I don't like hearing when people are bad, but I kind of want to know who's an asshole.
No, you know, sometimes so you could at least be prepared. But Poppy Love had this great, like, the thing that the judges did tell her was that her reveals need to be bigger. Like, she was actually trying to hide behind, like, the pit crew to, you know, take off the clothes and everything because she wanted it to be a surprise.
Right.
But one of the things was that, no, when you're doing a reveal, you take it off. I remember I did one reveal. Mm. It was a wig reveal.
Mm.
And I made sure, I made sure that the wig under
was going to stay
pink,
on. That would have been bad.
The show would have been over.
Yeah.
If these prison braids got to be shown, it's like, it's cut, stop, burn that film, please.
You did not burn say prison
it.
Braids. Lonnie Love in
braids.
Orange is the New Black. I remember, like, the reveals that Jada Essence Hall did. Remember when she revealed, like, four different gowns? I think that's what they wanted. They wanted showmanship like that. Next up, we have Donna Bellissima. Now, Donna Bellissima has been having a lot of problems on stage in terms of she's doing too much. You're stomping grapes. You're shopping. I don't understand your story. This week, she did a straight-up country number to the Chicks. Mm-hmm. Sin Wagon, and she was in red, and there was something about she was in this red bathing suit and this floor length fringe that came off of the red bathing suit and great big blonde hair, and I think there was something about the performance with Silky Nutmeg Ganache the previous week that really freed her this week.
Yes, I would say
I felt this time she really, for the first time, well, maybe not the first, she was fully celebrating her body. Like, after being in Daisy Dukes in a bra top and feeling beautiful, she came out here and really served beauty, and it was great.
This is the thing. When you are revealing or celebrating, you have to do it in a way that you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. I always tell people, don't look at what someone else does, and then you don't feel comfortable about it. She found a costume that made her feel beautiful. But, I mean, because the one thing is, I always tell, especially big girls, I'm like, you know, you can do sheer, you can do lace, and it reveals your body. But if you, like, I have a thing with sleeves. I like to have my arms covered.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, you have sheer, you have lace.
There's options.
You can have... Yeah, it's all kind of options. So it's like, find the options where you can still find the sexiness. And I think another thing that motivated her, Alec, was that she had not won a challenge yet. And so that was on her mind. She says, like, I'm the only one that hasn't won a challenge. So she wanted to make sure that she put a lot into it. And she actually listened to the judges. She stopped having all these
gimmicks,
you know,
and everything.
Paper bags.
I felt like this was a drag queen performance. Like, she kind of, like, was very straightforward, just danced with the cowboys. She did a two-step. She did a polka. It was really, really entertaining. And I was super, super happy for her.
Well, Well, at the end, she did still have the sausage.
She had the sausage. She had to add that sausage.
At the end.
Next up, Chakra 7. Okay.
Chakra.
I didn't understand this. I didn't understand the number. Do you remember Beetlejuice, where Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis go to the middle where the ghosts are, and there's that lady who works behind the counter who's blue with the big purple beehive. Mm-hmm. She's like Miss Venezuela or something like that. She looked like that character from Beetlejuice, and it looked beautiful. Like her face is blue, and she looked like Miss Venezuela from Beetlejuice. But it started off, do you know what I'm talking about? You're getting the reference, right? Okay.
Yeah,
so it started out, she's like, they were in a cafeteria, and she's an alien lunch lady, and she was giving them food, and it was, I didn't understand it.
Well, let's back up. Okay. What she was trying to do, the song was Doo-Wop, That Thing by Lauryn Hill. And she had a conversation with her Supreme Queen mom, Brooklyn, and she wanted to be more campy. She wanted to be bring more funny this week. She wanted to be more silly. Okay. And so her other performances have been a story and, you know, she's empowering women and all of this other kind of stuff. So this was her version of being silly by being blue.
But I'm an alien cafeteria lady serving topless dancers. Having said that, she's gotten better at performing week after week after week. There has been, like, it's gotten better. Like, she's, her performances have gotten bigger. You can see her acting, like, the songs. Yes. Like, and I do love that Lauryn Hill song, but this didn't, because she was, like, ladling out cafeteria food, and then that went away, and then the boys were dancing with their cafeteria trays, and then it just, if she was dressed as a lunch lady, it would have made sense, but I was like, okay, you're...
She wanted to be a cute lunch
lady. She's a lunch lady from Mars, that's what she was. Like,
you know, the thing is, too, when you're dealing with colors and blues and stuff... And she's obviously black. The stuff started sweating.
Did you think her blue was coming off?
I was like, oh, girl. Your skin color, girl. I know, under them hot lights.
Oh, no.
You know, I mean, regular makeup comes off of me. Yes. You know, it just slides off that foundation.
Now I have to worry about blue.
It's a couple of shots you can look and say, it's like, woo, it's been a long day. That blue is easing off. You can see that brown under that blue.
Somebody aim a fan at that blue face.
It's like, get my baby a fan. It's just like, it's sliding off. Powder, more makeup, please. More blue makeup, you know? It's like, she's trying.
She is trying, you know? But it didn't make any sense.
It's like, and then it was the purple wig, and it was just, you know, so in her mind, that's what the silly and the funny were. And the judges, they liked it.
I think that if she had did this number and it was Beetlejuice, then it would have made sense. If everybody else was dressed as Beetlejuice, then it would have made sense.
You know what? My issue is that I feel like she's the only female
left.
And it's like, there's a way to exaggerate the beauty. And I feel like the guys are just killing it when it comes to their face and the fashion. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I want that. I need to see that
next
week.
Yes, it's because
her
drag is exaggerated femininity.
Yeah.
It's a femininity like next to a nuclear power plant. Like, it's so blown up and gigantic, you know? It's like, for example, like, they were doing those hospital gowns where she was giving birth, where Poppy Love was giving birth, and her hospital gown had opera gloves and high-heeled boots. Who wears high-heeled patent leather boots with a hospital gown? Drag queens do. So, coming up next, we have Chick LaFay, who did Genie in a Bottle. One of my favorite Christina Aguilera songs. Very straightforward. They had a very gorgeous man rubbing a lamp. And who appears as the genie in the bottle? It was Chick LaFay. Mm-hmm. And in this one, she didn't want to be silly. She didn't want to be campy. Right. She just wanted to be sexy. And she was.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? It was funny because during the pre-package, she was saying that I'm going to wear the highest heels ever. But then when she did the performance,
they weren't
the same shoes.
I noticed that too. my husband and I were like, wait a minute, because they zoomed in on the shoe and it was a black platform Mary Jane and not the stiletto that she had had in the rehearsal video.
So, yeah, because it's hard moving in those.
Foul.
It's
I think that she should have done it.
No, she didn't want to break her neck.
Okay, all
Alex,
right. Okay?
But yeah, you were right. She wanted to be very sexy. So that meant, this is what I learned from looking at her performance, okay, is that, you know, a lot of times people feel like to have great performance, you have to have all these dance steps and these mm-hmm. moves, and you got one, two, three, right, four. Right. You saw her, and it was like, you were intrigued. It was very sexy, and it wasn't a lot of movement. And I think we talked about this last week about the power of being still,
yes,
and the power of silence, and the power of
presence.
The energy comes off, yeah, of that. Yes, and that's what I felt in this performance this week from,
yeah,
her.
Yeah, presence. You know, I mean, you can't teach that, but you know, it's that thing of like, if you can bring that to the stage. Speaking of presence, this is just a little trivia moment for me. In 1978, mm-hmm, I went to see a musical with my parents in San Francisco that starred Lena Horne. And Lena,
really?
Lena Horne walked out on stage.
It wasn't The Wiz?
No, it wasn't The Wiz. She was doing a revival of Pal Joey, and it was live. And she walked out on stage. The ovation went on, I'm not kidding, for 5 minutes. She just stood there and didn't say anything. And it was kind of like, the presence was all the history she was bringing to the stage, all the experience. Do you know what I mean? All of her political mm-hmm. action, you know, and it was mm-hmm. just, I'm getting chills thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, even as a kid, how's she doing that? She's just standing there and everybody's, and it's presence. It's like, you can't mm-hmm. teach that. It was just awe-inspiring.
You know who else did that? I was at a BET Awards show. This was maybe 5 years ago before COVID. Mm. And, you know, at the BET, it's like a family.
Yeah,
everybody's talking.
Everybody.
People, they got Beyonce.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's like, and even as they're bringing people up, people are still talking and
right,
whatever.
Right.
And I remember they introduced Felicia Rashad, and she came up to present, and she had this long flowing gown, and she got up there, and she just stood there, like what you're saying. Uh-huh. When I said she stood there and did not
yeah.
move, and it made everyone, it got so quiet, you could hear a pin
oh,
drop.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, she's like phenomenal. I mean, it just took everyone's breath away.
Because
she just stood
I
there.
I love that.
And sometimes that is the power of grace. That is the power of being able to stand in your silence. And when you know who you are, and you just, and it didn't
when
take long.
When you know who you are, I think that's it. I think that's yeah. it. Well, from Lena Horne to Debbie Allen to Chick LaFay, let's talk about her outfit for a little bit. Hey, that was the worst segue ever. She had on a gigantic kind of Lady Bunny platinum wig. She had kind of a lavender glitter bodysuit, like a leotard.
Mm-hmm.
And she had almost like I Dream of Jeannie sleeves. And then she had yes. kind of crystal tassels hanging from that. And then she had a crystal tassel almost like leggings into those mm-hmm. shoes that weren't that high.
Into those shoes.
To those.
Even I don't wear Mary okay. Janes.
Okay. You don't wear Mary Janes?
I don't even wear heels anymore, but I was like, I would.
When was the last time you wore heels for real?
For real, for real?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
19... No, probably like 2015.
Okay, you're nominated for an Oscar, and you're going mm-hmm. to the Oscars, and you have a gown. Are you going to wear heels?
I'm going to have custom Chucks. I swear.
For real?
Swear.
For real?
Swear.
You're going to wear Chucks. You're being nominated for an Oscar.
Chucks.
For acting. And you're going to wear Chucks.
I saw Viola Davis present. And when she lifted up her dress, she had on sneakers.
Where was this? Was this at the Oscars?
This was the Oscars. You can go.
I don't believe you.
I'll find it. She was presenting.
Listeners, if you think it's wrong for Lonnie Love to wear Chucks to the Oscars, I want you to DM me.
These are custom Chucks.
Custom Chucks. Okay.
Custom. Like, they'll be blinged out. They'll match the dress. They'll do everything.
Okay.
But I'm not wearing no damn heels. I'm done.
You don't like the way the heels make your butt do that lady walk, the moving, you know?
No. I don't need it anymore. I already got a man.
I got a man. What your man got to do with me?
I got the Oscar. If I get the Oscar, it's the Oscar nomination. I'm good. I promise you. I promise you.
Well, when I'm nominated, I will wear a gown and heels. If you won't.
Like, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Alec, for wearing my heels and my gown for me.
This is for Lottie Love, because she wouldn't do it.
I'm gonna have you go ahead and accept.
I'm gonna wear Lupita Nyong'o's Golden Globe dress, the red Ralph Lauren with the cape. That's what I want to wear. Yeah, I'd be like, I know you've seen this before, but I wanted to wear it. So too bad. Our last queen is Thirsty Von Trapp, but she did Crazy by Britney Spears.
Yes.
And she was dressed as a waitress, like from the 1950s. She had on gigantic pigtails on her head. It was satin. It was pink. It was tight. It had black buttons. She wore high-heeled black shoes with Bobby socks at the bottom. And RuPaul says, that instantly means that you're a whore if you wear Bobby socks with the high-heeled shoes. And she did Crazy by Britney Spears, and I didn't understand it at first.
Oh, my God. You didn't?
And then it turned out she's a serial killer who has a hot guy locked in her basement, and she's about to kill him.
Crazy! Yes. I just can't. She clearly wanted to tell a story. Mm-hmm. She wanted to be more campy and more foolish. This is how you do it. Whereas Chakra 7 took you to outer space.
To an outer space cafeteria.
Right. She actually, Thirsty Von Trapp, actually took a song, listened to the lyrics, and said, okay, I'm going to make it really, really
crazy,
you know, out there. And they had the bloody, like, blood on all of their aprons.
Yeah, like, all of the other dancers were, like, her minions keeping this guy. Mm-hmm. And then she was...
The guy was, tied up, and she
was threatening him with a meat tenderizing mallet. And I said to my husband, wouldn't it be awesome if she, like, totally just, like, killed him live? Like, Game of Thrones style? Like, just... Like, just kind of bashed him in the head. Wouldn't that take it to the next level?
it's not worth it. It's not worth
it. What if they had made it? What if they had done special effects to make it look like Gaga bleeding to death at the award show? Like, she just, like, clocked him in the head with that meat tenderizer and he bled out. That's my sense of humor. I'm sorry, everybody listening.
Standard and practices is
coming. I'm a horrible person. I like this. I like this a lot. She was campy. She was very funny.
I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the creativity in it. And actually, all five, this is what I like about when you start reducing. People really start getting, I believe, more artistic and more inventive about what they want to do. Plus, because they're a little further along.
The stakes are higher.
Exactly. Yeah. And they can take a risk. So this is where the twist starts happening.
Okay. We're going to talk about the twist?
We're going to talk about that twist.
Well, let's talk about what happened after the performances.
Well, you know what? I got to take a break.
Okay, let's take a break.
We've been talking along.
We're going to take a break. Because she has to try on her custom chucks for the Oscars. Oscar De La Renta just showed up, and she has to try them on. So we'll be right back.
I'm going to get ready for the Emmys. So we're going to take a quick break. But when we get back, we're going to talk about the twist RuPaul threw at us. And it makes me want a mall pretzel.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we are back. So at the end of all the drag numbers, Rue called forward Poppy Love, mm-hmm. they called forward Chick LaFay, and mm-hmm. called forward Thirsty Von Trapp, mm-hmm. and said they were all safe. The last two standing were Donna Bellissima and Chakra 7. And this is what the twist was. What was it, Lonnie?
The twist were that they did not get eliminated. Mm-hmm. They actually were the top two of the mm-hmm. evening. And you know what was funny? They kept using this voice with RuPaul where it was echoing. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Trying to reveal. Like, what is happening? What?
Reveal yourself.
The top two.
You're not going home.
I'm like, what is going on? Like, are they just bored? And they're just like, okay, we're just going to make it.
Let's add more sound effects. Like, it's the Score Friends podcast.
They've been listening to our podcast.
I believe it.
You know what? It works for Lonnie and Alec. Let's let it happen for RuPaul. So let's add on some voices.
Let's
it's
add like, some echo. So they had to lip sync for the win of this challenge. They mm-hmm. did Do You Believe in Life After Love by Cher, and the winner was Donna Bellissima.
Who deserved it? I mean, actually, if they're okay, just between us squirrel friends,
All right.
If you had to pick someone to be eliminated this week, mm-hmm. who would have it been?
It would have been Chakra 7 because I didn't understand her number.
Me and you both.
I didn't understand. I was like, okay. Beetlejuice, outer space, cafeteria lady. There's too much going on. Just pick one thing. And also, just because Donna Bellissima really kind of like, she was so free.
She brought it.
I felt like she was in a Broadway show. She was like so happy and so great. So that was really, really exciting. So one more twist came after that.
So we got the top two.
Yes.
Donna Bellissima was picked as the winner.
The winner, right.
And then there was no elimination. Mm-mm. So then RuPaul brings them back out.
Yep.
And then she does this voice. No more secrets. Like, what is happening? You win 12 Emmys, and this is what happens.
Yeah, you get the echo thing for everything. So now she's
going to win the 13th because of that voice,
yeah,
I bet.
I think she should just use it in real life, you know.
Paper or plastic.
You know, just kind of.
I would like to purchase some anti-itch cream.
Like the RuPaul echo.
The RuPaul echo. Yeah, that's what I want. Go.
So what was the new twist?
So
she
RuPaul,
brings them all out.
She brings them all out. And all of them had the look on their faces like, what the mm-hmm. fuck is going to happen?
Yeah,
to
they
me?
Were like cussing and like, you know, Poppy Love was like, what the fuck?
What's happening? Everybody calm down. So she told them no more secrets. They would be revealing their true identities. All this time. And then they cut to credits. And they cut to credits before to keep it as a cliffhanger. But just for fun, mm-hmm. this week, Lonnie Love and I would like to guess the identities of a couple of the contestants. Just for fun.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who is who?
Just for fun, take a stab, Lonnie. Who do you think is who? One.
Chakra 7. Mm-hmm. I think she sounds like Tatiana Ali.
Ooh, from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, because I'm looking at her body type and I'm looking at her the eye shape. Mm-hmm. I would say Maybe Tatiana.
Maybe Tatiana Ali.
And then when they said the 90s, she was right. kind of like, oh, I was working and, you know, and I was right. like, oh, right. okay.
And then she also said in her very first episode that people have been watching me since I was a kid. So yeah. Tatiana Ali would totally make sense. I'm going to guess the identity of Thirsty Von Trapp as Mark Indelicato from Ugly Betty. Because I recognize the voice.
You worked. Okay.
And I worked on that show. So we worked together. And so I recognize the voice. And so that's my guess. I'm okay. guessing. And also, he's on Hacks right now. So he's on television quite a bit.
Oh, okay. So okay. But next week, why are they revealing if it's supposed to be secret?
I don't know.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I'm trying not to have sex.
Get your penis away from me. I have homework.
I have physics. I'll see you at 12 midnight. Have the dick ready. Yes, all will be revealed at 12 midnight.
be showered and prepared.
All right, what an episode. We both are losing our minds, but listen, we say this every week. If yes. you talk about the queens online, send them love. Send them yes. so much love. They need it. They deserve it. They work so hard. Show them love on social media.
And you know what? Also, send RuPaul congratulations
yeah.
for winning his 12th Emmy and also his 7th for hosting. Send some love to RuPaul. I mean, yeah. I don't care what anybody says. It never hurts. It never gets old for someone to say congratulations.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're doing a great job. So, yeah. you know, just make sure y'all do that and be kind.
You're sending out good energy into mm-hmm. the world
mm-hmm.
because of Lonnie Love and her custom chucks at the Oscars. Where can we show you love, Lonnie Love, on your socials?
Oh, I love the love. At Lonnie Love on Twitter, at Comic Lonnie Love on Instagram. And you, Alec?
You can find me at Alec Mappa on Instagram and Twitter. And Lonnie, my Instagram followers have gone up. Now, I know really? You're at 1 million, and I don't want to brag, but 1. I'm 7. Up to 34,000.
Look at you. I'm
trying not to let it go to my head. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to kind of stay
so
a humble
lovable.
Person, but I am, my star is rising. Listen to the Squirrel Friends. Listen to the Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. Let me do that again.
I know. Listen to the Squirrel Friends.
Who are the Squirrel Friends? No, keep all that in. Listen to Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you like this episode, make sure to rate and review us. 5 stars, please. Tell a friend.
I love getting your messages on Twitter and Instagram. Keep them coming and I will read them on the air. Catch new episodes of Secret Celebrity Drag Race Fridays on VH1. Oh, and also, one more thing, uh-huh. I gotta mention, Drag Race Philippines is the best franchise of Drag Race that I've ever seen.
Really?
And you can watch it on WOW Present Plus. The girls are stunning. I feel like I'm watching all of my relatives at a drag show. It's kind of like if all of a sudden you went to a drag show and your entire family was in the drag show. That's what it feels like.
I can't wait for Drag Race somewhere in Africa, like Drag Race Nigeria.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll ever happen.
That yeah. That would be amazing.
Drag Race Kenya. Drag Race South Africa.
Drag Race Wakanda. You want to hear my African drag name?
Oh, God. What is
Wakanda Pujols.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next Monday for an all-new episode of Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. We'll see y'all soon.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
What's wrong with you?
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Hold up.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.